全国公共英语等级考试系列用书，考核内容详细与辅助练习第五集。第二章各部分试题精练。第六部分，听力理解录音稿。练习一。
Part A. You will hear a conversation between Mr. Wong, a visiting Chinese professor who has just returned from a trip to Edinburgh, and Mr. Gross, the host of the family with which he is staying. As you listen, answer questions 1 to 10.By circling true or false. You will hear the story only once. You now have 60 seconds to read questions 1 to 10. Hello, Professor Wong. Nice to see you back again. How was your trip to Edinburgh?
It was fascinating.I didn't even think about coming back. I paid a visit to the University of Edinburgh and spent 3 whole days lecturing on Chinese folklore to a group of international students.
Well done. Well, how did you like the city?
Very much indeed.It is a very attractive city. I spent one day in the city visiting those fantastic castles and museums. I never expected there to be so many places of interest in one city. And I was so lucky as to have bumped into a former student of mine.He is doing his PhD at the Department of Applied Linguistics, Edinburgh University. He took me to the lake area the following day, where I saw elegant peaks, beautiful lakes, and exotic rocks. It was very impressive.
Boy, that sounds inviting. I really envy you.I must make a trip to that area one of these days.
Are you kidding? I can't believe, as a native of England, that you have never been to Edinburgh.
That's nothing strange about it. In fact, many foreigners have more opportunities to see Great Britain.than many of the British who have lived here all their lives. Would you believe me that I have never been on board of a plane?
That is hard to believe. I always thought that you British have more opportunities to travel. However, I'll take your word for it.
Did you take a lot of photos there?
Yes, I took a lot of pictures, some prints and some slides too. It cost me a small fortune to have them developed and printed.
I believe it did. Everything is expensive in Britain. Well, may I have a look at your photos?
By all means, here is my album.
Thank you. Say, Professor Wong, you are quite artistic. I like the way you arrange your photos. My word, you have lots of good shots here. I especially like this one. The castle looks so gracious against the blue sky and the white clouds.
We spent almost a whole morning at the Castle Museum. It was charming. When I got on top of the hill, I had a bird's eye view of the city. It was incredibly beautiful.
You certainly had a good time in Edinburgh. And it's so interesting for me to see things through a foreigner's eye. I am also quite impressed that you are such a good photographer.
Thank you. This trip has really helped me to know more about England. By the way, have you got the time?
It's 9:45.
Oh dear, I'm afraid I've got to fly. I have an appointment at 10:00.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers to questions 1 to 10. That is the end of Part A. Part B. You will hear several conversations or talks, and you must answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording only once. Questions 11 to 13 are based on a lecture about what you need to pay attention to while reading. You have 15 seconds to read questions 11 to 13.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this lecture on reading hygiene. Perhaps you would ask, what is reading hygiene? Well, hygiene tells us how to live comfortably and healthfully. It helps us to make the best use of our bodies. Reading hygiene, then, tells us how to make the use of our eyes, how to prevent eye strain, and how to read more comfortably. First and foremost, let us see what would happen if you misuse your eyes. When your eyes are not used properly, they let you know in various ways. Your eyes may hurt, and your eyelids become red. You may not be able to see clearly. You may have headache, feel dizzy, or be uncomfortable in other ways. The human eye will stand hard use, but not abuse. Every day, you have many opportunities to use your eyes wisely and well. Here are some good hints for good eye health that everyone can follow. Rest your eyes before they get tired. If you are reading for a long time, you can just close your eyes from time to time or look off at some distant object. You will find that doing this relaxes your eye muscles, just as a good stretch relaxes your body. Never be careless about lighting. Do not read in either too dim a light or a glare. Be careful not to read in the twilight or in direct sunlight. Have the kind of light in which you see most clearly and comfortably. Hold the book the distance from your eyes at which you can read most easily and comfortably. Many people read comfortably with the book about 14 inches from their eyes, but each of us must find the distance that is best for him. Try not to read much while traveling on a moving train or bus. That causes eye strain for many people. You can use the time doing other things or thinking about what you've read. Your eyes are your most faithful servants. Like friends, if treated well, they will help you for many years. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to question 11 to 13.